This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love maxims, koans, aphorisms, and teaching stories of all kinds. And so I love fables, especially Aesop's fables. Because I love these kinds of stories so much, for a long time I assumed that everyone knew them as well as I did. But I've learned that many people aren't familiar with these stories. So here is one of my favorites. Now, you may have heard people use the phrase sour grapes before in conversation. And that phrase comes from this story, one of Aesop's most famous fables. And here's my version, my retelling of it. Once upon a time, a fox was traveling through the countryside when he spotted a beautiful bunch of ripe grapes hanging from a vine. The vine was bound along the branch of a tree, and the perfect grapes hung right above the fox's head. The fox jumped to take a bite, but couldn't reach the branch. So he backed up to take a running leap and then again fell short. He tried over and over, then sat down in frustration. Then he shook his head. What a fool I've been, he thinks. Why, just look at those grapes. They're obviously sour. Why have I been wasting my time on a bunch of sour grapes? And with great disdain, he trotted off. Aesop's moral is, there are many who pretend to despise and belittle that which is beyond their reach. And this is a very useful story. It surprises me how often I fall into this trap of deciding that something's not worth having if I can't have it. In the diary of writer Virginia Woolf, I was struck to see her reminding herself of the importance of avoiding this sour grapes attitude. She wrote, "Years and years ago, I said to myself, walking up the hill at Beirut, never pretend that the things you haven't got are not worth having." I find myself turning this phrase over in my head often. Never pretend that the things you haven't got are not worth having. It's easy to act like the fox with his grapes, but it means denying the truth about what we really want, and that form of self-deception can be destructive. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.